Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but to get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going. Hello, this is Michael.
Michael, hi, this is Bob Curley.
Hey, Bob.
What happened to me was I had the original Heavy Hands from AMF that had the red foam handles on them. That was back in the 80s. Then when I moved to another house, I ordered a pair of Heavy Hands with 5-pound weights on them from a company, and they fit the screw-on weights that I had from AMS. And then I had the weights in the back of my car, and I took my car to get serviced. When I went to pick up the car, they weren't there, and they denied that they were stolen. But anyway, when I called the company back to order some more, they said they'd gone out of business.
Tell me, how have you used them from the very start? What methods do you use? And tell me, what do you like about them?
Well, when I was younger, when I was doing a stationary bike, I'd put them in my hands and do a stationary. And then I was an avid skier. I blew one knee out, and so I quit. I was to do triathlons, and when I decided to quit running and just walk faster and walk on an incline in the gym, not so much walk on an incline, but when I go outside and just walk, I would take the Heavy Hands. And what I'm doing right now is I'm just using 8-pound dumbbells. I got a whole set of dumbbells, and I took 8-pound dumbbells out. I'd rather go with the Heavy Hands. So what I was doing with the Heavy Hands is I'd go out and walk at this park about a mile and a half. So it would take me about 30 minutes to do the Heavy Hands. And I would do all kinds of different exercises. I'd do curls, reverse curls, overhead press. I'd do flies. Or I'd do reverse triceps. You know, I'd be walking and go back with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did about 8 different arm exercises, and I did 3 sets of all of those going around this park.
For how many years?
Probably 5 or 6.
All right. What did you notice after you started doing that?
It helps my arms. It gives me a little bit more definition, helps me lose some weight.
Okay, that's great.
It was good for cardio, too. Because I quit running, I just feel like just walking isn't enough. I want to be doing something with my arms to just burn a few more calories and not only get to leg exercise, but at the same time, I'm getting some upper body exercise.
All right, that's fantastic. You're listening to an interview on Michael Sinoff's WeightedHands.com. Okay, so you called the company. They said they went out of business. You did a search, and then you found my Weighted Hands website.
I bought the Heavy Hand 3 and 5, and then when the number 5 got too light, it was about 4 years ago, I called a company, I don't know who it was, maybe it was AMF, and bought the 5-pound black weights with the black handles. They were still foam, and I got those sent to me, had them for about 8 months, and they were stolen out of the back of my car. And then when I called back, the company was out of business. And then just here recently, I've gone back to, because the number 5 is too light, I went to 8-pound dumbbells, and I said, I'm going to try them on the web and see if there's anybody now making these things. Lo and behold, you're doing it. And actually, you've got a nicer handle. It's a rubber handle that doesn't absorb the sweat, and it's not red, so it doesn't show all the dirt or sweat that these red handles do.
Okay, perfect. This handle is like night and day, so I'll custom fit that handle for your hand size. You told me, I think on your voicemail, you had ordered a large set of the red handles and then a regular set, so for your hands, pretty big?
Well, I wear a golf glove size of a medium large.
A medium large, okay. So I can custom fit that back strap. It'll fit snugly, and it won't be too tight, and it won't be too loose, and it's a lot more comfortable. So you're going to get a lot more out of your workouts with our handle. You also mentioned you think you want to go to about 11 pounds in each hand?
Yeah, that's what I couldn't figure out. Some of these ads are confusing.
They are. So if you have your red handle in the number fives, that's going to be 5 pounds in each hand. So you can assume you're going to be doubling that. You'll be doing a little more with my handle because your red handle is a pound. My handle is about a pound and a half.
The ones that I lost, they were 11 pounds.
Did they say number 10 on them?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's it. So you're just going to go up a half a pound with my handle. I'll send you 4 5-pound weights. So 5 plus 5 plus a pound and a half for my handle is going to give you 11 and a half.
That'll smoke me in a half an hour because I'm constantly moving. I just don't hold them. I rotate back and forth from my forearms.
Well, do you think that may be too much for you if you're doing all the movements? Because we can drop you down to 9 and a half. And I would think if you're doing all the movements, and I think you may want to go a little lower. If you're just pumping and walking, there's nothing wrong with 11 and a half for pumping and walking and doing some overhead press stuff. But if you really want to do all your movements, I think you may be better off with the set of 4 pounds, which will give you 9 and a half pounds in each hand.
Well, let's go 11.
Okay, so I can set you up with a set of the ergonomic handles with the large back strap and then a set of the 4 5-pound weights. And then I can get everything packed up and shipped out to you today, first class. Say you're a workout nut. Are you a weightlifter, or what have you been doing?
I'm an avid golfer, but I used to be an avid ski racer. I lived in Sun Valley for 12 years, and so I've done a lot of skiing. And I've always stayed in pretty good shape. I've had 4 surgeries on my knee. They're in good shape now, but I used to be an avid tennis player, and I quit playing tennis, and I quit skiing. I got tired of snowboarders. I had 2 friends who were, one guy broke his leg, a compound fracture his leg, and that guy was killed. After that, I quit skiing, but I've always stayed in pretty good shape. I'm not a weightlifter. I mean, because of golf, a lot of it's stretching and core. I don't lift real heavy weights. I mean, I've got dumbbells up to 45-pound dumbbells in my little room here. But a lot of it's your balancing and just stretching and core work.
So essentially, because of your knee injury, you lost your ability to go pound your knees by running and stuff.
Running is not good on your back. It's just not good on your back and knees. Yeah, I've always had loose structured joints in my knees, so it's just better for me not to run.
So you see heavy hands as a solution to get your heart rate up while not pounding your knees.
Yeah, and when I'm walking, when I get done for that 30 minutes, I'm soaking wet. And that's in the winter. Even in the summer, I'm really wet. After the one round with the weights, then I'll walk one lap, and every 500 yards, I do about 50 yards of lunges.
It's a brutal workout. When you're using your upper body and your lower body, it is full body workout.
You can't believe the stares I get from people when I'm out there doing this. They're looking at me like, what are you doing?
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.